Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message, The Power We Have in the Name of Jesus. As God's children, we need to understand that when we pray in the name of Jesus, that we not only pray by His authority, but also that our prayers pass into His hands, and that He assumes the responsibility for the answer. He says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in My name, that will I do, and I will do it." That's in John 14:12-15. And Jesus of His Father said, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in My name, He will give it to you." That's John 16:23-26. And Paul said concerning the Father, and he was quoting Romans 8:32 again, "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" I don't think we have fully understood the immensity and the ramifications of that statement. Christ is not only our substitute in the atonement, but He also takes our place before God, ever living to make intercession for us according to the will of God. Romans 8:34 declares, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." Brother, sister, Jesus is praying for you today. Praise God. He is our high priest before God. Hebrews 4:14-16 declare, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, this is the word to us today. Let us hold fast our profession." Don't be discouraged, don't be dismayed, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore, this is verse 16, "come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." In 1 John 2:1-2, we're told that Jesus is our advocate, or we could say in modern terms, a defense attorney, when we are accused before God by the devil. You know, there's a passage in Revelation 12:10. Let me read that. "And I heard a loud voice," this is John, who had these experiences, "a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ," hallelujah, "for the accuser of our brethren," that's Satan, "is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Praise God. Hallelujah. That time's come, beloved. The scriptures about praying in His name were the last that Christ uttered before He ascended to the Father. And they're part of the commission that we have as believers, as the church, in evangelizing the world and reconciling it unto God. Beloved, we have power in the name of Jesus. Why does the devil tremble at the name? They did when Jesus came. Well, they haven't changed. They know the power of that name, and they know their ultimate destiny. And why does the name of Jesus mean so much to His Heavenly Father? Why will He always honor this name? And God's plan for the church is what? Ministering in the name of Jesus. So why is it important for us as individual believers to get a true knowledge of Jesus Christ and his total work in our behalf? We're going to be looking at these. They're simple, familiar truths, but I think we have need to revisit the importance of the power and authority and anointing that God has given us. Jesus declared in John the 14th chapter, verse 13, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." When we begin to understand that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and that he holds the highest position in the universe as the head of the church, we're his body, but the head of our body, right, our brain, that gives the orders. So that is true in the spiritual realm. Jesus is the head of the church. And so we can see what a glorious promise Jesus has given us. We've been given the use of his name. And this is an astounding statement, if you'll think of it. His name has been given to us as a believer. That name of Jesus belongs to you, brother and sister, and his divine work, his divine power of attorney, if you will, has been given to us to do the work of establishing his kingdom. It will not be come into existence until Jesus comes, but in the spirit, we are proclaiming the word of God, doing the works of Jesus, those greater works, as a precursor for the return of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you know what? There's patterns, if you will. And when Jesus came physically, born into this earth as a baby, there was one who was raised up, John the Baptist, to prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain shall be made low, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it, and all flesh shall see it together. Praise God. Jesus had John the Baptist, beloved, before Jesus returns a second time. He is going to have his church, the body of Christ, his believers, proclaiming that God is our God. He is King. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He's made us kings and priests unto our God, washed us in the blood of Jesus. It says in the first chapter of the book of Revelation, I won't take the time to read or quote it, but as believers, we are proclaiming the return of the King, the return of Jesus Christ, where he will set up his millennial kingdom, where there will be no famine. Jesus will be in residence, and only for a short time at the end, Satan will be loosed, and that won't last very long. And those who go with him will have their place in the lake of fire. And so we have been given the name of Jesus. Why? All authority has been given to us. Why? To bring glory to our Heavenly Father, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And I don't care how long you've served God or how little you may know of Jesus, the weakest member of the body of Christ has a legal right through what Jesus accomplished. Doesn't have anything, it's not about you, beloved. It's what Jesus has done. We have that legal right to all the grace, all the might, the power, the blessing, health, and healing, all that Jesus provided through the atonement, through the new covenant, we have in his name, personally, and as we can pray for others, for the nations of the world, for revival to come. It's started, beloved. It's occurring. People are coming to Jesus, and we know Jesus said, "And then shall the end come." Only the Father knows. Jesus, even it says, even the angels in heaven don't know, Jesus doesn't know, but the Father knows there is going to be a time he's going to turn to his Son and say, "Son, get your church, get my family." Oh, I get goosebumps just thinking about that. I hope it thrills you as it does me. But the Father has given Jesus the highest name in the universe. He has bestowed upon him honor and glory and power and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above every known principality, authority, and power. This glory, this power, this authority is vested in Jesus. And think about that. We have been given the right and the privilege as well as the responsibility to use his name. We've seen God do mighty works, miracles, healings, many other glorious things from time to time. We've walked in this authority given in the name of Jesus. But, beloved, I believe it's just the first fruits. I believe the body of Christ, before the return of the Lord, is going to see the greatest manifestation of God's power that we've ever seen or ever read about in revivals and in times past. And if we could only see with the eyes of faith and revelation, we would see that Satan has been stripped of his power, of his armor. He's paralyzed by what Jesus did. What was he doing as he lay in the grave 3 days? He was going down into the gates of hell. He stripped Satan of his authority. He redeemed those. He led captivity captive. All the Old Testament saints were brought from paradise to be with the Lord. Beloved, I don't know about you, but when you really think of what's before us, it's breathtaking. But we also know that Satan knows his time is short, and Jesus, his church, is under attack today by unbelievers. Well, as I leave this broadcast on rather sober note, we're going to resume tomorrow and continue on next week. But beloved, be encouraged, because you are a servant of the Most High God. The miracles that God extended in behalf of his people shown throughout the pages of the Word of God, he's not diminished in power. We're going to see and are seeing those same miracles today. And this is the statement of Brother Glass. He's with the Lord since 1997, but he would say, if you don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, beloved, I say that and have continued to say that since he's gone on to be with Jesus. Whatever your problems are, God has a miracle to solve them. I invite you to write. The announcer will share our mailing address, our contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.